This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Highland FFA Alumni Group is hosting their fourth annual Puttin' Round the County Golf Scramble this Saturday. Highland High School FFA advisor Renee Barr says this event serves as a fundraiser for the alumni.
It's our fourth annual miniature golf putt-putt scramble, and we're looking forward to it.
Tell us some of the details for the event, looking for teams to participate, and if so, how many members on a team, and kind of walk us through what the golf scramble is going to be like.
Sure. Well, we identify 8 local farmers or businesses, really, that are all of them are farms that are willing to build a miniature golf or putt-putt hole. They can do whatever they would like. There are no rules. And then what happens is our teams travel from farm to farm and putt the holes. There are 4 members on a team. It's $100 per team. And as they travel from farm to farm, there's a representative from the alumni that, you know, helps them calculate their score and stuff while they're there. And at the end of the day, we give out prizes for the top 3 teams. And our ending meeting spot is the Grant Fork Fireman's Park. That's where we end up. That's where actually the last hole is. The $100, you know, includes the golf scramble itself, and then it also includes lunch and dinner and snacks along the way.
And this event, this serves as a fundraiser for the FFA alumni?
That's correct. The alumni has been supporting our FFA chapter for a long time, and this is a new fundraiser. They started, like I said, about 4 years ago, and it's been doing very, very well, and we're pretty excited about it.
And once again, the cost to register a 4-person team is $100. And to register your group, you can contact Renee by phone at 618-521-8375. Well, the Farm Progress Show was a great success last week, and I had a chance to visit with several ag businesses. And this morning, we'll hear one of those updates from Asgrow DeKalb's brand manager, Rebecca Waller. Rebecca said one thing farmers can look forward to for the 2017 season is a new lineup from DeKalb called Disease Shield for corn.
Yeah, we've got a new lineup out of DeKalb called DeKalb Disease Shield, which is really all about maximizing the yield potential of a product while defending against the toughest diseases that corn farmers face today. The unique opportunity we had with DeKalb is we've always had pretty strong products around defensive traits around diseases, but one hybrid might be good at one disease, where this unique product lineup has really taken the top 5 diseases, which include anthracnose stalk rot, Goss's wilt, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, and in some geographies southern rust, and really put those 5 into one. So this product line, all of these products are strong against all 5 of those diseases versus just one, and they also have strong yield potential. We know that farmers face disease each and every year. It's just a matter of what disease will pop up as weather dictates, you know, what's going to happen in the growing environment. So when we're looking at, you know, how do you mitigate that risk because you never know what disease is going to hit the farm, we wanted to offer a product lineup that really puts the toughest pressure into one product offering. We'll have 6 hybrids launching for the 2016 season. They'll be in VT Double Pro and Smart Stack traits. And so there'll be options for what's best for that farmer, and we want to get the right product on the right acre. And so I would say if we've got strong disease pressure in prior years and it's been tough to manage, I think this lineup's been a really strong success in the plots that we've seen in the 2016 season. So we're really looking forward to commercialization in 2017.
And for the Disease Shield package, is that mostly working with corn or beans too, or what crops?
Corn as well is this official Disease Shield lineup, although we do select similar traits for soybeans, but we don't have a specific lineup that's stacking, you know, 5 into 1 or something like that. This concept's really meant for corn because we're seeing a lot more. There's a 5 to 20 bushel per acre loss when these top diseases hit the cornfield. So what we tried to come out with was a concept that it's going to have the most impact for the farmer and increase their on-farm profitability overall because they can mitigate that risk.
And will those be available for purchase this fall, or when will those be released?
Yeah, so these are available this fall. So we did pre-commercial testing in a lot of trials this summer, and we're seeing very, very strong results, not only in overall plant health and standability and tolerance to these diseases, but again, we're really looking forward to the combines getting to roll so we can see that yield potential that's coming out of these products. But these will be available this fall for purchase. And then, like I said, they're ranging from 109 to 120-day relative maturity, and we are expanding into the early maturities in the 2018 growing season. So you'll see this product lineup expand as well.
Rebecca Waller, brand manager for Asgro DeKalb. In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture last week announced more funding for farm operating loans. FSA Administrator Val Dalcini announced the funding to assist more than 1,900 approved applicants who are awaiting farm operating loans. The funds give USDA $185 million in additional lending for direct and guaranteed farm operation loans. The funding will address up to 30% of the projected shortfall in funding for the program before the next fiscal year, which starts October 1st. FSA loan funds are in higher demand this year, given the farm economy status. FSA this year has guaranteed loans to more than 6,400 customers for farm ownership and operating purposes. USDA also reminded lenders and potential borrowers of the loan guarantee programs available from the Small Business Administration. USDA says SBA programs can provide a financing alternative for ag producers when their lender is unable to close an FSA-guaranteed loan, such as when funds are exhausted for the fiscal year. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.